about.
The song is gorgeous, and at the same time, it gives me the creeps. So here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We want funk. Give up the funk. Now we want funk. Give up the funk.
Hey, remember when my boss called you Rob Durden for about 3 hours straight?
Love that. I love that so much. I love it so much. I love the fact that I just didn't say anything, and then it just kept riding and riding. Like, I just love it.
You made the whole thing gold. It could have been just, like, one little slip-up, but you made it a legendary moment.
I just love... I'm glad that I have that opportunity to share that with those guys, because it is funny.
How is that funny?
You're going to have to take that f***ing attitude out the door right now, you hear me? We don't play that f***ing in here.
And now...
I think it's really cool you hired Kevin.
Thanks.
Our feature presentation.
Thanks. It's nice.
It's special.
I'm not sure it was meant that way, but all right. Good. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of Poon.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah. Excited for Mayor Villaraigosa every time he's in the news, and he's got a new girlfriend on TV, which means that he and I have a lot in common because we both love the TV newscasters.
He's dating another newscaster?
Yeah.
He is. Channel 5's Lou Parker, and a former Miss USA, by the way.
I was going to say. Sounds like a dude.
Although not that hot. It's Lou, L-U.
Okay.
But it's not as much fun. He's not... I mean, I guess technically he's still not divorced, Lisa. What's your policy on separated versus divorce when you date a dude?
Oh, no, you know what? It took me a year and a half to file for divorce after my husband and I separated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was practically engaged by the time we actually got divorced.
But you're fine as long as...
I'm 100% fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's fine. She's fine if you're not separated. That's how Lisa rolls.
I mean, he and his wife are clearly apart. I mean, they've been, you know, it's been a couple of years now since he and his wife broke up.
Yeah,
so it's not like he's still living at home or anything like that.
No,
but
it's fine.
But so it doesn't quite have the excitement of the previous newscaster that he dated. But it is, I mean, maybe he's like a lot of people. You know, you only date who you meet at work or whatever. And maybe his job involves meeting a lot of journalists. And so that's the pool from which he pulls.
I guess. But don't you think he could do better? I mean, I haven't seen her.
Yeah, I do.
I haven't seen her. But don't you think he could really pretty much get the cream of the crop?
I would think so.
I mean, like I said, she is a former Miss USA. So she's not a woofer, you know.
Right.
The last one was not hot enough for a mayor of Los Angeles, that's for sure.
But that one was sneaking around. He had to find someone who was willing to do that and then to lose her job as well. So
yeah,
that's
kind
of a tall order.
There's
hopefully
that.
This will go better for Lou.
So, you know, so far Channel 5 says they're fine with it. She's just not going to cover local politics. That's not going to be part of her beat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Mayor, your thoughts on dating another newscaster?
Sure.
Okay.
That's yes?
Sure.
Okay. Not very worried today,
are
you?
Maybe that's why he doesn't get very hot women.
All right. Let's start the show with your phone calls. Like usual, we put you on the air. We give you a prize. It's 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
I can't imagine what these are going to look like. There's no way they've made Kevin and Bean What It Do Nephew t-shirts for 10 years. But apparently they found some in the back of the prize closet. So that's what you get for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067.
I think they're used, too. Slightly used.
Excellent. Oh, really?
Yeah.
People right. I wonder if our pictures are on them and we look really young. That's what I wonder. How old are these shirts?
Yeah. It's a good question. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up? What it do, nephews?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Tony?
All right. This is for Psycho Mike.
All right.
Psycho Mike, I have a little bone to pick with you. You're supposed to be this so-called Laker fan and whatnot, and you've said nothing but negative things throughout the whole series. Let me give it to you. Let's rewind. Utah. Oh, they need to step up the game. I don't know if they're going to beat them. Houston. Oh, they need to play better. Oh, the Nuggets. I don't know if they're going to do it or not. Shut your mouth, Mike.
Shut your mouth,
shut
Mike.
Shut your damn mouth, Mike.
You shut your mouth.
Okay.
He's
exactly.
Right. You're right. He needs to shut his mouth.
Tell him to stick to his day job. Yes, you did. I called back on the Utah series.
Yeah, and during the Utah series, you called and said, hey, wasn't it a great game last night? The Lakers played awesome. And I said, no, it was a horrible basketball game. It was terrible right down to the wire.
That wasn't me, you douche. Anyway.
All right, that wasn't you, and it wasn't Mike, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
By the way, I can still be... Is it a fan's job to always say that they played well and that everything's going to be fine, or is it a fan's job to be completely objective and root for his team regardless?
It's called strategy, Mike. Strategy.
It's strategy, Mike.
You don't know anything. How is it strategy? What does that mean?
It just is.
Called corporate endorsement. They play more games. Come on, you think Kobe doesn't
care? Whoa. I'm so confused by what you're saying now.
Because he's an idiot, and he doesn't make any sense, because he strings sentences together that are unrelated and pretends he's having a conversation. That's why.
What does corporate companies making money off Kobe have to do with anything?
Because if he plays more games, you know, he's on more commercials.
Oh, I see. So they're winning. Again, you're one of the conspiracy theorists? That they're winning because the NBA or the corporations decided they would need to?
It's corporate America, man.
Okay, right. Wait, time out. I'm sorry. I know we don't want to keep this.
Dude, this is just like 9/11.
But what? LeBron makes more endorsement money than any other player in the NBA. Why doesn't he go to the finals if the corporations are really pushing for them to make the dollars for them?
We're talking about Lakers here.
That's right, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Talking about the Lakers, man.
Now I'm convinced. Look, you can be a fan and still be critical of your team, too.
Yes,
of course. You can be a fan and be constructive, have constructive criticism for your team. Doesn't mean you don't like them just because you want to see them do better. So,
yeah, it seems odd that somebody would just say my team is great no matter how they play.
That's just Dave.
You're not really paying attention.
The only one.
Yeah, that's true. And that's because he doesn't have any other option.
Mm-hmm.
That's how his team. Did you see Conan last night? First Tonight Show? Clipper joke.
Slam the Clippers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're in Los Angeles, I guess you figure you gotta fit in with everybody. So here's the clip.
This studio holds 380 people. That's exactly like being at a Clippers game. I mean, come on.
Wow. Yeah. They're just
good
piling
start.
On.
This is the last night of Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
You know, the only thing that hasn't changed in 17 years?
What's that?
The Clippers still suck. That has remained a constant.
So you can see that is a running through line.
Nice.
It's funny because I emailed Dave after I saw the Conan thing last night, and I said, you know, it's no longer just a local embarrassment. I mean, they're a national laughingstock now. They're becoming the punchline for failure.
Yeah. Well, ever since that dude wore the paper bag on his head on the front of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
As the fan of one of the worst franchises in history.
Right.
Let's see. Let's go to Chad, who is on line 4. Hey, Chad.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening? What to do?
Trying to figure out if the drummer from Green Day is related to Screech Powers from Saved by the Bell.
No.
The answer to that is yes.
They are, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're stepbrothers.
No, yep. Father-son.
Father-son, I'm sorry. They're father-son.
Oh, it's father-son?
Yep, isn't that weird?
That's crazy. I thought they were brothers.
No. All right, thanks for the call, though. We appreciate it. Who wants to talk to DeJuan?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, DeJuan.
What's up, Kevin Bean? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, DeJuan.
What's happening?
Nothing. This Sunday night at the In-N-Out Burger, one on Venice Boulevard, these two guys, it was a couple, a man and a lady, just come up and said, are you DeJuan from KRF from the Kevin Bean Show? I say, yeah.
How about that? Wow. Public sighting.
They pictured me.
They took a picture of you.
Oh, yeah, for the first time. But the second time, they went back to an In-N-Out store while I'm eating. They want to take a picture of me again. And one of the In-N-Out employees told them, you're now no pictures taken inside the In-N-Out Burger's restaurant.
Is that right? You had to have security come to your aid. Nice. Did you enjoy
it? It was an employee.
Oh, an employee. Did you, did you enjoy getting your picture taken, getting a public sighting?
Oh, yes. I did.
Fantastic.
How long till we see DeJuan on TMZ and he's running from the paparazzi?
Just don't want to be bothered them right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
You want your privacy.
What do you like at the In-N-Out Burger? Why, I've never asked why that is your favorite restaurant, DeJuan.
So I love the burgers with the sauce, special sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the tomatoes are fresh.
The tomatoes are fresh, yes.
Okay.
Burgers are fresh.
Hey, DeJuan, are you going to have another party?
I'm going to try to plan one on the 13th if everybody's coming.
The 13th, okay.
And by plan one, you mean send an email to Psycho Mike and tell him all the things he needs to do for it?
No, he's going to be busy.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
But you're still going to have it, right?
I believe so.
All right.
I don't have no more people coming. I'm going to probably cancel it.
If no one comes. Okay. All right. I can understand that.
Sure. That's smart, yeah. All right, Dewan. I'm glad you're up. I'm glad you called. We love you, man.
Love you too, guys.
All right.
Okay, Dewan.
Excited about the picture. Thank you.
Let's talk to Carrie real quick on line five, calling about the debut of a new NBC TV show last night. Hey, Carrie, what'd it do?
Good morning, what'd it do? Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Spencer and Heidi were on that show yesterday, and they wanted to leave the first day.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here? Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to leave. They were, like, ready to pack their bags and made this big old drama.
Yeah.
Well, they're spoiled brats.
I know. They're, like, trying to be, like, what is it called? Like, the Omarosa? Where it's, like, the...
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I may be the only one, but I'm really getting just kind of bored with this.
With their little act.
Well, yeah, you just know. I mean, if somebody were to ask you what was going to happen last night before the show, you could have told them exactly what was going to go on.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It's like a love to hate relationship, though.
I guess.
You just can't turn around. It's like a train wreck. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is that.
I can't believe that show was 2 hours long, and it's the first of four nights.
Oh, my gosh. And the host and the hostess
are they terrible? Oh, they're bad. Yeah. Are they the ones that host that the Hills After Show or something?
No.
Where do
I
know
them
from?
Think so.
No, they're not.
It's not them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God,
I only watched about 10... celebrities here.
Yeah.
Right. I only watched about 10 minutes of that show last night, and I honestly thought to myself, make a mental note of this, because this is the new standard for how bad network television gets. I mean, it really was one of the worst shows I think I've ever seen on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that that's what NBC was putting on the air. I really couldn't believe it. I know that it's a transport from a British show that's been a big hit. I think Janice Dickinson, in fact, was already on the British show. So I know that, you know, that's what they do on the networks, is they look for stuff that works somewhere else and they try to move it over here and see if it works here. That's where Big Brother came from and a lot of them. But I mean, half the celebrities nobody knows on that show,
that's
right?
Pretty pathetic.
It should be called I'm Not a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah. And someone you might have heard of. Maybe.
But probably not.
I'm sure
it'll die down, though, but I bet you last night got huge ratings.
It may have, but I'm not tuning in tonight. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's partly because there is nothing on right now either.
Yeah, because all the shows that people used to watch on Monday nights, the Dancing with the Stars is gone and the House is gone and all those shows. So now people are, you know, a lot of people just sit down and just, hey, what's on tonight?
Right.
Kind of thing.
And then when there's nothing, it turns out we have movies we can watch.
I know.
Exactly.
Don't really need to watch that.
Is it Frangela or Frangelina? Or who are they, Kevin?
The two comedians?
Yeah. Is that what they are? They're comedians?
I guess
duo
they're
or
comedians.
Something?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard of them.
The only experience I've had with those, they're on like the VH1 panel shows, like the I Love the 80s and the Best Wish
Ever.
I've seen them on those like kind of panel shows, but that's the only thing I've ever seen them on.
That's a stretch of the word celebrity, though.
Yeah.
It sure the hell is. I'm filing a class action lawsuit today. I'd like some definition, some binding definition of who gets to be a celebrity.
Yeah, well, that's not a good show. But at least it was 2 hours long, and that's good.
Right. So at least it's going to be on four nights a week.
We've got a few highlights for you today, for those of you that missed it.
Okay.
And then we out. Pretty sure we out.
That's it.
I believe so, unless somebody else is excited about it. I'm not watching it.
All right.
Things that you ate on a bet on today's Kevin and Bean show?
That's
going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
We've all done this. I guess all men have done this.
Yeah, Alex and I were talking about this. None of us have done that.
I'll give you $10 if you eat that? That
no.
doesn't have... What?
No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Lisa, I'll give you $100 if you eat that.
Uriah Faber is going to be on the program today. He is a MMA fighter.
Okay.
He's fighting in a WBC
event. I can't believe he's not on I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Too big of a celebrity.
Oh, is he?
Let's see. We have Breakfast with Green Day tickets.
Yes.
We are doing that. You can hear it on K-Rock Monday, this coming Monday. So that's going to be exciting. Tiny little place. Green Day will be there. They'll be playing music. You can ask them questions yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And a little person by the name of Will Ferrell, you may have heard of.
Yeah!
Coming in this morning in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's cool.
So very exciting. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ralph Garman joins us in studio now with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Congratulations to Nadia Suleiman. She just got a book deal.
Is the Octomom?
Yep, Octomom. In addition to the reality show that we found out she's going to be doing this week, her lawyer said yesterday she has got her ghostwriter in place and she is working on a book. called How to Spread Your Legs and Influence People.
Who would want to buy a book on her?
I cannot tell you that answer.
I mean, we've seen, like, to me, it feels like I've seen more than I need to know about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her lawyer said, obviously, she needs to do something more than just flip burgers all day. Why? Why does she need to do more than that? I think that would be a good thing for her to do.
She should be taking care of kids, perhaps.
No, Kevin, please. You don't understand Hollywood, man.
She's 14.
I know that her situation is extraordinary and unusual, but I don't think a lot of people consider how to afford kids before they decide how many they're going to have.
Right.
I think reasonable adults do.
Yeah, sure. Not her.
I certainly think someone who is planning to have, I don't know, a dozen or so kids would certainly consider that.
Yeah.
You would think.
They would rabbit cross their minds once they got in double digits, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Murder button. Drew Barrymore and Justin Long have apparently broken up again. On again, off again relationship seems to be off again. Drew was seen having dinner with Adrian Grenier the other night of Entourage. And bystanders say it seemed like Justin Long was the last thing on her mind.
As she right.
slid beneath the tablecloth.
Whoa.
Did she go underneath the tablecloth?
Nah. Maybe. Steve-O is celebrating his clean life by getting a new piece of body art.
Yes.
Apparently popped into Shamrock Tattoo on Sunset Boulevard the other night for a little permanent treat to commemorate staying sober. No word on what the art was, but he said he was celebrating his clean living, and he says he loves his life these days. It's the happiest and best he's ever felt.
Wow.
So. Yeah, dude.
Congratulations to Steve-O.
I don't know what his tattoo is either. I have not heard, but I guarantee it's horrible because he does not get any tattoos unless they're the worst tattoos you could imagine.
On the flip side, we've got Tara Reid, who apparently is off the wagon again.
Uh-oh.
She was at the Cannes Film Festival, and according to witnesses, went on a two-night bender, ended up being carried out of a nightclub by total strangers at 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
Is that good?
Well, it is for the strangers.
Carried out by total strangers?
Because the next day, say, you know, I banged in the back of a cab. Tara Reid!
Airtight.
He wasn't conscious, but still.
Wow.
Would you go out of your way to tell someone that you created a really bad TV show?
No.
No.
Well, James Papa is doing just that. He is suing Mark Burnett, claiming that it was his idea for Pirate Masters. Remember that reality yes. game show where they all had to live on a boat and then you had to walk off the plank when
barely.
You got when you got booted off the show?
Yeah, barely.
How many episodes even aired of that? They didn't even run the whole thing, did
no,
they?
No, I think it was four or five before they pulled the plug on Pirate Masters. James,
that's bullshit.
James said it was his idea.
Yeah.
The show was a dismal failure, but it hasn't stopped James from asking Burnett to fork over $2 million in damages.
Wouldn't it be awesome if the show lost money and Mark Burnett said, okay, it was your idea. Yeah. Here's your share of the bill.
You owe CBS.
It'd be awesome.
But even if, look, even if I came up with it, if it was horrible, I wouldn't want to be the guy to raise my hand and say, you know that really bad TV show that everyone hated? Mine. That's all me. That was my baby.
Yeah.
It's like when you're in the maternity ward and this really hideous, ugly baby in the bassinet, you don't go out of your way and say, yeah, that one's mine right there. You know, you just be quiet and just take it home. Just shut
hey,
up.
I guarantee Ralph Garman isn't putting the Kevin and Bean show on his Hollywood resume.
I know.
Of course not.
No. I'm going to use my real name. Bear Grylls, Will Ferrell tonight on
that's
Discovery
tonight?
Channel. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We get to see Will in northern Sweden eating reindeer eyeballs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think I'd just die. I'd just go. Just see ya.
Yeah. Not worth that.
Last night I did watch some of that I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
And although I think the ploy of let's have people eat really effed up things is sort of played out
yes.
at this point after all the years of Fear Factor we've lived through and Survivor and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It still is pretty remarkable to me when I see someone eat a tarantula.
Yeah.
Three of them. Yeah.
That's
pretty hideous.
There was one tarantula. It was three scorpions.
Oh, three scorpions, right.
A live stick bug.
Oh,
I mean, they,
God.
Had, they had quite a few items on the menu last night during that show.
A rat tail?
Rat
was
tail,
it?
Yeah.
An actual tail
an
from a rat.
An iguana tail?
Yeah.
That Sanjaya swallowed whole, by the way.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was...
Guy took an entire iguana tail down his throat. That's all I'm saying.
The other girl was chewing, and he was done in 1 second.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
How did Heidi handle it, Ralph?
She did not do so well. Although she was
really?
Game, I was surprised. It was funny. On the men's team, the only guy who couldn't eat his food was Spencer.
He's so funny.
Had to hit a stick bug, and he's like jamming the garnish in his face and everything. It just couldn't manage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lou Diamond Phillips struggled a little bit, too. That was bad news. Yeah.
I feel bad for him, by the way. He was at one time a good actor.
I know.
Oscar nominee.
Was he?
Yeah. If you went back to La Bamba days and said, hey, dude, 20 years...
You're going to be on a...
What was the Western thing he did that was
Young Guns?
Young Guns. That was a pretty good
one. He was on a TV series, what, being a year ago that you and I kind of liked?
Wolf Lake, wasn't that it?
It was good, yeah. Yeah, it was real good.
Yeah.
No,
I feel terrible for him.
I think he really is trying to use this again to kickstart a career that's got some hope, and he's surrounded by...
He's the only one.
Frangela and Tori Wilson and Hyene Spencer.
Yeah, and in the very few minutes that I saw last night, he seems level-headed and articulate and obviously looks good shape, the whole deal. The guy's just got to pay the mortgage, I guess.
Sure. Every show seems to have one of those. There's the people that you hate, and then there's one guy who say, well, he seems like a really good guy. I wish the best for him. I hope he can pull out of this tailspin. But yeah.
Not going to watch to see the result. But
no. Nope. I did my time.
Me too.
My wife said, is LaQuisha going to cover this show for you guys? I don't think she could sit through four days a week.
Four days?
If I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
No.
I don't think she should be.
We had a conversation yesterday where we were all passing around who has to watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yeah. So I ended up with it, and now I would see you watch part of it and Bean watch part of it. Well, you guys
but I watched close. Less than 10 minutes of it. Dude.
Me too. I'm not watching that whole thing.
Oh, well, usually what Ralph and I do clips. Is if it's our job to bring in the clips, we go ahead and watch the whole show.
Did you That's see any expecting. Of it?
Did
you
I see did. It? Yeah. I watched the whole show last night.
You watched 2 hours of that?
Yep.
Wow.
I watched the whole show. I wanted to see what was going on.
Wow.
You may have missed some good stuff.
I'm sure I did.
If your job was to be in clips, how do you not watch the whole show?
Got enough
well,
clips.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Got plenty of clips that I need.
But what about the best ones? What if you missed something that was great? What was the best thing you should have brought in?
Well, that would be a disaster.
Well, it surely would be less than doing your best, wouldn't it?
Kevin, all you know, Kevin, is that there was poop. You don't know whether you missed the nuts or not.
Oh, my God. Man.
Put that...
Why do you go there?
I'm just...
What just happened?
The best example I can think of how horrible the show is and how you can only take a small piece of it.
When that's the best example you can think of, pass on
let
giving
that
us
go.
An example. Now I just got to get out of here.
This is ugly.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm
play
getting out of here.
Play him out.
I should play him out.
Play him out. Where's Keyboard Cat? There
keyboard
you go.
Cat.
Oh, Keyboard Cat.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver. 61.
Leave It to Beaver.
Dana Carvey from SNL turns 54. Dennis Haysbert, who played the president on 24, is 55. Be Real, Cypress Hill, turns 39. Zachary Quinto, Mr. Spock. And, of course, Siler from Heroes, he is 32. Nikki Cox is 31 years old today.
Oh, sorry.
Man. Have you seen her?
Speaking of Justin Long, he is 31 years old today. And Fabrizio Moretti. Hey, how you like the Strokes? I love a drummer for the Strokes. He just said the other day. He is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We got some Kings of Leon on the way. Also, how about some Linkin Park? And yes, because you've demanded it, Modest Yahoo on the way on the Kevin and Bean Show. So, Kevin, you drew the short straw last night. It had to endure some of NBC's new reality hit called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. What do you think?
I tried to watch it on the East Coast feed. I taped it because I was gone. Mm-hmm. And I was going to come back and watch it. And I didn't get back till about 15 minutes after it started.
Okay.
So I don't know what was happening at the very beginning, but this is exactly when I turned on my TiVo. This is what I heard.
Don't be a hypocrite.
Okay, so...
Are you serious?
Yep.
Those people are lucky they didn't get killed ninja style.
Oh,
no one
would
have
Spencer.
Ever found their body in the jungle of Costa Rica.
Hey, Spencer.
Are you sure you weren't watching Maury or something and it was another one of his paternity test shows?
I thought you were in Costa Rica. No?
I can fly back for the show. Oh. You guys are my boys.
I don't think we are.
Keep saying my name.
So so they're having a fight and they try to calm him down.
You've really got to calm down, Spencer. Yeah.
You don't know who you're talking to.
You don't know who you're talking to.
I heard a jungle fever, but this is ridiculous.
You hear the woo-woo-woo in the background? That's Spencer with all crazy bonker eyes.
Oh, my God.
Like he's just trying to put on this act like he's out of control.
Listen here. All right, Linda, you especially, listen up.
Lisa.
Don't touch me, because I'm electric. And if you touch me, you get shocked.
Spencer,
what does that mean? I don't even know
or think that Spencer does. What was your strategy going down there? Are you trying to be like the crazy, wild-eyed guy that nobody knows what he's going to do next?
That's right. I'm a real live wire. I'm a real live wire. You know, and people need to understand that. We're on that island and that part of Costa Rica, you know, like... wherever that is.
Is Costa Rica an island?
Yeah. Off the coast of Africa.
No. No.
When we're secluded on that African island.
It's not in Africa.
People need to understand that I'm the dangerous wild card that they need to watch out for. And I, as soon as I stepped on that island, I'm very aware of my surroundings and what's going on. I'm always thinking two steps ahead. And I thought, maybe I'll get these people scared right out of the gate about this guy, Spence Dog.
Apparently, you also gave him a stern warning ahead of time to let him know who they were dealing with.
I warned everybody coming in here, like, you don't want beef with me. Like, honestly, like, I enjoy revenge.
You do not want to get in it with me.
Listen, it would be best if they all turned into vegetarians because you don't want beef with me.
No.
Spencer, why did you do this show?
Come on.
Really?
You're a pampered, baby, spoiled, girly man. Why did you even want to go live in a jungle?
You're a
for
gawky
2 weeks?
8-foot pervert, so shut up.
That's right, true, but I'm not electing to be on a game show in the jungle. Though.
Listen, let me tell you why. And I said this last night, and it's the truth. I'm already the king of America,
I
should be the king of Africa.
Give me some time. I'll get to that clip.
It's not Africa.
It's not Africa. It's Costa Rica.
God. This one over here, the female.
But she's right. It's not Africa.
Whatever it is. What you did notice is that Heidi has a 23-inch waist. That is very important.
She's pretty cute, by the way.
That's right, she is.
So
great king deserves a great queen.
So I'll get to the king. Take it easy. So then Spencer claims that everybody else doesn't understand the game because they're all working together, but he sees it differently.
People are all so crazy. They're helping each other and living like a little community. I see them all as servants to me.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, wow.
That's going to work.
I walked onto that African island.
It's not Africa.
And I saw all these people with darker skin. And I said, servants. Slaves to the king.
What is wrong with you? That's the most stupid thing that's ever been said.
They're a swarthy bunch, bottom line. And that's the way things go. It's not my fault. White is right. I was born in this world. Check it.
So one of the Baldwins, I don't know who, asks him if his rucksack is wet. And this is when Spencer pulls out the...
How's the bottom of your ruck?
The big wet?
I guess you don't know me well enough yet. I don't care if my ruck is wet. You gotta realize, I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay, let's stop right there.
What?
A black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
When?
Youngest American black belt in Jiu-Jitsu in the world.
Okay, not true.
Just took BJ Penn's, crown.
Did he?
The youngest guy to achieve that.
Didn't happen?
American. Yep.
I kickbox. I box every day.
Every day.
You kickbox?
Every day.
And you box every day. Day?
Every day.
Every day. Every day?
Even when I'm traveling. On my private jet, I've got a dojo.
I don't fear no man.
Oh, Spencer.
I'm already the king of America.
Boom.
And I might as well be the king of the Costa Rican jungle.
Oh, he's already the king of America.
I'm already an urban king. I might as well be a jungle king. That's the way it goes.
Was that Bob Baldwin or whichever one is on the show? Was that him laughing at Spencer in that clip?
Yeah. Yes, laughing in his face.
Yeah, he better watch himself. You know, because I'm a black belt.
I'm already the king of America, and I might as well be the king of the Costa Rican jungle.
I'm a Rhodes Scholar.
What is it that makes you
a veteran of four foreign wars?
You're not any of those things.
I'm a Purple Heart holder. I'm
You're
an
not.
Ice Road trucker.
You're not an Ice Road trucker.
I'm an experienced plunker.
You don't do any of those things.
I'm a jet pilot.
No.
Yep.
None of those things are
I'm
true.
I'm a registered dietitian.
Zero.
You are
a chiropractor.
No, you're a tool and a douchebag. Those are the things that you are.
I'm a hairstylist.
So then they go on to say,
we are live from the jungle every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
I don't see that happening. I got to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Not on our TV.
Long?
You're not.
2 hours last night. Tonight, don't have any idea how long it is. You know why?
Don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I worked that out of my contract before I even set foot in Africa that they were going to have me
Africa.
On at least 4 days a week. It's bottom line.
Oh, so this was all because of you.
That's right. Linda, listen.
What makes you the king of America?
What makes me the king of America?
Yes.
Boss ballin' dollar bills, okay, that I make rain from the ceiling. BMW, a fine
I'm already
American
the king
car.
Of America. And I might as well be the king of the Costa Rican jungle.
Are there any deadly creatures in the Costa Rican jungle off the coast of Africa, Spencer, that could kill you potentially? I mean, is that something we might pray for?
Let me tell you something, Bob.
Bean.
There's many deadly creatures
right
in that island off the coast of Africa.
Can you predict?
None of them as deadly as my right foot and my left hand. You know what I'm saying?
Because of the Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
And the kickboxing I do every day.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Spencer.
Deadly.
Listen, we got to go.
You leave. We need to give away tickets for Kevin Abed's Breakfast with Green Day. It's going to air Monday right here, or you can be there in person at a super secret location, huge band, tiny place. You get to hear him
I'll
play.
Be there.
You get to ask.
No,
we're not even telling you. We're not telling you where it is.
If I win that contest, I will see you at the Breakfast with Green Day, Billy Joe.
Not going to be
a friend of mine.
Not a friend of yours.
Yep,
I made Rachel Lee cook
airtight in the back of a Hummer limo in 1999.
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
Anyway, here's the number toll free 1-800-520-1067. You'll have a chance to earn those tickets to Breakfast with Green Day right after this on the Kevin Abed Show. You're listening to the Kevin Abed Show. If you're a Green Day fan as we are, you're going to want to tune in to night number two of the Conan O'Brien Tonight Show because they are the musical guests. Last night, by the way, Kevin, I don't know if you saw, but Pearl Jam came on to a brand new song last night.
I didn't watch it, but I saw that they were going to be on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sounded great. Sound like old school Pearl Jam. So tonight, Green Day is the musical guest along with Tom Hanks. Speaking of Green Day, they are going to be doing the Breakfast with Green Day here on the Kevin Abed Show. You can hear it on Monday morning, or you can go in person if you want to at 1-800-520-1067. Time to play our new game called Know Your Enemy.
I don't know how Omar made it sound so much like the original, but
it's uncanny. Let's welcome our old friend, Mr. Announcer Man, back to the show. Hey, Mr. Announcer Man.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Omar's getting lazy.
Sounds like it. Yes, it does. Now, before we go to the calls, please explain to contestants listening on hold and the folks playing at home how the game is going to be played this morning.
We'll be describing famous enemies. All you need to do is identify the answer to the question, and you get to go to breakfast with Green Day.
That's an awesome prize. And what if I were to also throw in tickets to see Green Day at the Forum on August the 25th? Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. How about all of that?
That's too good.
I agree. Who's our first contestant?
First up is Danielle. She's a clerk for the city of Los Angeles.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
All right, Danielle.
We're here. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right, good.
All right, as Mr. Announcer Man explained, I'm going to read you a question. The answer is going to be something to do with a famous enemy. You need to come up with it. Here we go. On the hit television series The Mentalist, that number one CBS hit, Patrick Jane continues to search for his crimson-themed arch enemy who killed his wife and daughter. That enemy is?
Oh, crap.
No.
No.
Sorry, it's not oh crap.
The answer we were looking for was Red John. Red John is who they're searching for on the Mentalist. Nice try, though. Thanks for playing the game.
Next up is Martin. He's a student at CSUN.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You ready for your question?
Let's do it.
All right.
Listen up. In the movie Batman and Robin, Uma Thurman played this evil but seductive enemy of the Caped Crusader. Who was she?
Wow.
Mr. Announcer Man, was that the George Clooney Batman and Robin movie we're talking about here?
With nipples on the suit.
With nipples, yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Martin, your answer was?
Poison Ivy.
Yeah!
Who would have picked that? Congratulations. You got tickets to the Breakfast with Green Day and the show at the Forum. Hold on.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Next up is Israel. He's a small Middle Eastern country.
No, it's a person.
He's at odds with Palestine.
No, this is a person.
He's the homeland of the Jews. He's Israel.
Hey, Israel.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Shalom. Listen up. Here's your question. In World War II, America's enemies were dubbed the Axis powers, which was comprised of three countries, Germany, Italy, and this country. World War II, America's enemies were the Axis powers. It was Germany, Italy, and this country.
Pretty big enemy of America.
World War II. Think about what ended that war. Might be a clue.
Think about what started that war with us.
Might be a clue.
That's
there.
Another clue right there.
Yeah. Gonna need think about to what live in infamy.
Gonna need think about what another... Oh, yeah, how about that?
Japan!
Hey!
He got it after the buzzer.
Way after the buzzer.
Too late. Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
Oh. Nice try. Don't be lame next time.
Yeah.
Next up is Mitchell. He's a meter reader.
Hey, Mitchell.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Here's your question for Breakfast with Green Day.
Mitchell, the dude couldn't come up with Japan. They started and we ended World War II by bombing them. How do you not know Japan?
I don't know.
That's
Mitchell pretending he would have got it. All right, here we go. In the classic cartoon, this enemy of the Roadrunner always bought his evil contraptions from the Acme Novelty Company.
Wile E. Coyote?
Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
Nicely done. Well done.
Less world history, more cartoons for the K-Rock listeners.
All right, Mr. Announcer Man, that's three winners. We've only got time for one more winner. Who's our next contestant?
Let's try Greg. He's in marketing.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Here's your question.
All right, Greg, know your enemy. According to the comic books, this arch enemy of Superman blames him for his premature and total hair loss.
Lex Luthor?
Yes!
Correct. Nicely done. You're going to the Breakfast with Green Day and the show at the Forum.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
There's time for that lame-ass theme song.
Modest Yahoo on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:55.
Nope, not high. No, it's World Extreme Cage Fighting next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to Uriah Faber. He is up against, what's the guy's name, Mike Brown? That's not a very flashy name for a fighter. Mike Brown, mm-mm. Is it?
Not in comparison to Uriah Faber.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, you
Mike
lose.
Downtown Brown.
Now there you go, that's what he needs. He needs a nickname. Anyway, Brown he joins eye. Us next hour. Plus, you're never going to believe, you may not even believe it when you hear it, but Psycho Mike is going to tell you in about 10 minutes, the thing that he found on the street that his friends bet him he wouldn't eat, and he did. You really won't believe it. That's yep. coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin
There are
Beach
very
show.
Few things that I would say that you could offer me money. Nope, because I'll do anything for money. But this, what Psycho Mike did, never in a million years.
Over the line.
Over the line. No possible.
Over the line. Yeah.
And Will Ferrell, let's take a look at the showbiz beat.
There you go, Will. That's for you. Hope you're listening. And Will Ferrell.
And some dude named Will Ferrell.
You spent 40 seconds on what he ate, well, and you threw Will Ferrell away.
Well, Will Ferrell is, we've been focusing on Will Ferrell. I figured it was
as
time
well we should.
Focus on what we're eating.
All praise him in his majestic glory.
Does he have majestic glory?
I don't know.
Right.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Tobey Maguire just can't get away from the comic book stuff. In his most recent film, his first project after Spidey 3, he is going to star in a movie announced today called Tokyo Sucker Punch.
Hey!
Tokyo Sucker Punch.
I gave my wife the Tokyo Sucker Punch last night, by the way. It is a novel about a comic book writer who is obsessed with his fantasy life, and he starts to... magically, his real life starts to become just like that of the stories he writes about in his comic books.
Okay.
So it's a romantic comedy fantasy film, and Tobey Maguire will play the comic book writer in this movie. So.
This is weird because it sounds like it has some similarities to that Adam Sandler bedtime stories where the real life followed the story, and then the new Eddie Murphy comedy is the same thing where the kid makes up stories and they happen to the dad. I mean, it's a weird trend in these movies all of a sudden.
The Eddie Murphy's even better because it's his daughter's imaginary friend who's giving him all his business tips, and that's how he gets ahead in his business.
Ah, excellent.
The imaginary friend is giving him business advice.
That'll be good.
Sweet.
If you had a time machine, would you go back and just murder Eddie Murphy after the Raw stand-up movie? You just say, that's it, you're done, you've peaked, you'll never do anything worthwhile again.
You can say what you want, but it's not like these family films he makes don't make huge amounts of money.
He makes more money now than ever, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he does.
So, I mean, you can hardly fault the guy for making the movies that people want to see, right?
I blame
the people who rushed to Daddy Day Camp or whatever hell it was. I blame those people. If we stopped going to those movies, he would stop making them.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm giant big machine Dave. The guy working my head.
Pluto Nash.
Madness. Kanye West has written a book. I told you about that, right? With all his Kanye-isms, 58 mm-hmm. pages,
right.
Some of which are blank, some of which just have one phrase on them.
58 pages is not even a chapter in most books.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
He had to skip pages in order to get to 58. He says he doesn't like books.
Right.
He does not read books. And someone asked him about that the other day, and here was his quote. I just wanted to read this to you. I am not a fan of books. I would never want a book's autograph.
Right?
See? He's got a point.
What's he talking
See?
About?
See, you would never ask a book for its autograph, would you? He's got a point. Kanye's got a point.
I don't know what it is, though.
Tremendous ass.
David Duchovny and Tia Leone are reportedly planning to renew their wedding vows. That's sweet.
That's the kiss of death is what that
How
is.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right.
You have to remember that the pair announced the end of their 11-year marriage back in October when David was being treated for a sex addiction. But they've worked through their problems. They've reunited. And now the story is they plan on sealing their love with a second marriage ceremony. Isn't that nice?
Sure.
We've got two children, a Madeline 10 and Kid, his six-year-old son named Kid.
Yeah. Just want to have to think of the name?
How about some imagination there, I'm just saying, with the kids. Speaking of baby names, get out your money.
Who?
We're going to start laying down some odds.
Okay.
Nicole Richie has apparently picked up the names for her unborn baby boy, her second baby. According to Star Magazine, these are the three names she's choosing from. You ready?
Yep.
Baron, Kiefer.
What's Kiefer?
And Martavius. Come on, Martavius.
I'm with you on
that. Oh, I want Martavius so bad. Martavius. Martavius or Martavius. Depending on how you put the umlaut.
Is that some historical figure I should know but don't? Some Greek goddess or
it's
something?
It's Nicole Richie. What do you think?
I believe Martavius was a gladiator in the olden days.
Who, sounds like it.
Who used to battle shrimp.
Kiefer,
wild
huh?
shrimp. Yeah, Kiefer. K-Y-P-H-E-R.
Sure.
Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
And Martavius. All hail Martavius.
Terrible name.
Oh, good. Good name.
And her first one was Harlow, right? If I remember correctly?
Yeah.
That's her existing child is Harlow?
Yippers.
Yeah.
You got it. Daily Variety magazine says Universal Studios is working on a live-action film based on, wait for it, they've been good lately. You know, they're giving us Battleship, the movie.
This another board game movie?
And, no.
All right.
This is from the same studio bringing us the board game movies.
Okay.
Where's Waldo?
Shut up!
Where's Waldo the movie? Listen. It doesn't know.
It doesn't know?
Where's Waldo does not qualify as a children's book because it's just a big picture with a lot of people in it. And you got to look for one little picture.
It's like a puzzle,
right.
Really.
It's That's a puzzle. It. It's not a book. Universal has announced Where's Waldo, the motion picture based on the popular children's books. They have sold over 50 million copies of those books, by the way.
Right.
So apparently it'll be a two-hour film where you just look for a guy dressed in a red and white striped shirt, a hat, and glasses.
And as soon as you see him, you just stand up and
you
leave.
You get up, you yell bingo, and you get your popcorn, and you walk out. F movies. Seriously.
Maybe they'll put Waldo on the battleship. Maybe it'll be some sort of...
it'd be great.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Fabrizio Moretti. Drummer for The Strokes is 29 years old today. Is he legal in the country? Did he get his green card?
I don't know.
Fabrizio Moretti?
Good question.
Zachary Quinto, Mr. Spock in the new Star Trek movie. Of course, Siler over there on Heroes. He is 32 years old today. Wayne Brady, comedian, host of the Singing Bee Forget the Lyrics show.
He's a good impressionist, I think.
He's 37 years old today. Dana Carvey's 54. Be Real of Cypress Hills, 39. Dennis Haysbert, in 24, turns 55. Charlie Watts, legendary drummer for the Rolling Stones, is 68 years old today. And Jerry Mathers, the Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver.
61 years old today.
Oh.
Dirtiest words ever spoken on television. You know that joke, right? Ward, you were a little tough on the Beaver last night. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Okay, here's not what we're talking about. An email from a listener who says that they went to a place in Arizona where if you eat their suicide wings, you get your name on a plaque and they put it up on the wall.
Nope.
That's food. We're not talking about food that's served in a restaurant for human consumption. We're talking about stuff nobody should ever eat, and you only do it because it's a way to make money from your friends. That's the topic on the table.
Yeah, it's a bet. It could be nasty food, but it's something that your friends say, I'll give you $10 to eat that. And right. Apparently, according to Lisa, this is just a guy thing.
It is. I don't know any women, and Alex was with me on this, and, you know, she's kind of a guy, so neither of us know any women that do this.
I don't know any guys who haven't.
It's just
That's true.
Stupid.
That's true.
I don't know why you bother.
Of course it's stupid, but it's just fun to, you know, to
eat
challenge
crap?
Lisa, if you're out at McDonald's and your friend says, I'll give you $10 to eat all the mustard in these packages in front of me, how do you not do it?
because I'd like to enjoy the rest of my day? Because
no.
It's so not worth however Lisa, crappy I'm going to feel
Lisa,
when I'm done.
Lisa, do you know how
because
good...
Because the quality of my life is more important than the $10 you give
no,
me?
No, you're wrong. You know, and it's not just the
it's
money.
It's not more important
know,
to me?
No, it's not just the money. It's not just the money. You know how personally gratified
it's
I felt when I
pride.
Drank...
It's not pride.
Yes,
me.
It is.
Yeah,
when
that's
I drank
not where
a
my pride is.
When I drank a bottle of soy sauce... It wasn't just the $13 I got. It was
the
feeling good about myself.
You got from all the salt.
Yes, I walked away. I was like, I'm a champ.
No, that is pretty strong. Hey, what about former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, Jimmy Kimmel? He was a champion at eating stuff on the bed. You remember the bacon that was hanging on the wall?
I don't remember why we did it, but for some reason we had McDonald's one day or something, and Jimmy took a piece of bacon and tacked
that Canadian
it.
Bacon, right? That round bacon.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think it was
real
bacon.
It was a
strip
of bacon.
Piece
of bacon. Okay.
And tacked it up on the wall in our office, and it sat there for over a year.
Wow.
In K Rock. On the wall for over a year, and then just one day he's like, well, I'm gonna eat it.
Oh my.
Or we bet him he was gonna eat it, or so I can't remember how it ended up happening, but he took it off the wall, put it in his mouth, and swallowed it.
Is that like
sure
beef
did.
Jerky at that point?
I remember as a listener hearing Jimmy eat that, it sounded like he chewed glass. It was so crisp and hard.
It was dust. Yeah. It broke up into dust. But
oh my
we
God.
Are gonna take your calls right now, by the way, if you've ever eaten anything on a bet. What was the story, Kevin, that prompted this just yesterday? There's a reason why we were talking about this today. Remember, there was something in the news that I saw that. I know what it was. It was a kid at a high school in biology class who his friends bet him he would not eat the fetal. I believe it was the fetal pig testicles that they were.
That's right.
They were operating on a fetal pig, and he did. He swallowed the fetal pig testicles, and the teacher made him leave, and called his parents and made him go to the hospital and stuff because I guess the testicles had been in formaldehyde, and they thought maybe that wasn't ideal. I guess.
Wow.
The kid's not going to age for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what prompted the story. This is what's awesome. The kids are in school, and one of the friends says, "Hey, I will bet you a certain amount of money that you will not eat pig." Testicles, and sure enough,
now we're not going to.
That's what he did.
We're not going to tell you what Psycho Mike's story is yet, because I think it's going to be the best one.
Oh, you don't think they can top it?
We're going to look for a better one, and then if we don't have it, then Psycho Mike will tell his.
Because
it's a long list of stuff, but I think the one you're talking about is my crowning achievement as far as eating dirty stuff.
Right. All right. Let's start with Freddie. Hi, Freddie.
Hi.
What did you eat on a bet?
I ate a stick of butter for $10 in the middle.
A stick of butter, nice.
That's a good one. That's a pretty common one too, because it's way hard to do, right, dude?
Yeah, the thing is that you start gagging halfway through it because it starts getting real bad in your throat.
Right, of course.
That's what she said.
But that's probably the best poop I ever took in my life.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow.
And here's
great news.
Here's the thing though, and this is what's awesome is that thank you for the call, Freddie, is that butter, everyone loves butter. Butter is fantastic on something. It's fantastic in small amounts. A mouthful of butter, extremely difficult to eat and swallow.
Yeah.
A stick of butter, almost impossible.
A lot of the dare-based eating contests that your buddies will do are based in condiments. A lot of times it's condiments.
It's just the overkill of whatever it is.
Or you'll be sitting at a restaurant and there's a bottle of Tabasco. And everybody says, come on, someone's got to do that.
All right, let's talk to Dustin because this is worse than I thought we were going to get. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Liz May.
Dustin.
What did you eat for a bet?
Well, I chewed tobacco, and I always spit it in a Dr. Pepper bottle. And one day my buddies dared me to drink the bottle. $20.
No.
Oh, but wait a minute. I thought it was somebody else's. It's your own?
What difference does
it makes a huge difference to me. Wouldn't it make a huge difference?
It is a huge difference.
Gross.
It would be huge because it's somebody else's spit up if you're drinking it.
Right.
But your own is horrible, too. There's a reason you spit that out and don't swallow it.
Yeah, well, for $20, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a fortune.
I'm not saying you didn't make the right decision. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it.
But again, it's not the $20. It's the victory.
Did you get sick?
No, I didn't get sick. I mean, I guess for a minute there, I felt kind of nauseous, but I didn't puke or anything.
Everyone around him threw up.
No reversals. No reversals is the rule.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so
that's the current champ to beat right there at 1-800-520-1067. You saw, Kevin, we were talking off the air about that awesome Steve-O MTV special.
Oh, yeah.
where he, you know, videotaped himself doing everything, every kind of drug. Did you see the scene where he was drinking bong water?
Yep.
Yes.
I was thinking, me think of this this conversation. That's exactly the type of thing we're talking about that people would drink on a bet.
All right. We got a bunch more. We will take a quick break and come back. 1-800-520-1067.
It's Kevin and Bean Show. Hold on. I'm writing a note here. Funny in meeting, gross on air.
Yes.
Just want to make a note for the next time we decide to do stuff you eat on a bet.
Who knew these people would be so sick?
Yeah, no
when
kidding.
I was in college, writes Erica, a group of friends and I offered to pay a roommate $20 to eat an entire regular-sized jar of Jiffy creamy peanut butter in 1 hour. She did it. Needless to say, she was a bit jammed up for the next few weeks. Shanna writes in, my cousin ate someone else's scab on a dare for $50.
Come on now! What?
Scab! All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's just get through as many of these as we can stomach. Let's start with John. He's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stuff you ate on a dare. John, what say you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi.
What'd you eat?
Hey, I ate the fat off of about 12 people's plate. We were all in a steakhouse, and everyone pitched in some money about $50.
So everybody cut off the fat and put it all on one plate?
Yeah, and it was pretty much already getting cold. And you know.
Ew.
And how much money did you make for that?
About $50, and the waitress even chipped in about 5 of that.
Waitress.
Now, was it awful?
It was. The first couple of bites weren't bad, but when I started to get to the stuff that was pretty much white and just solid, kind of pasty fat, it got pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Gross. That's so gross.
Good choice.
All
thank
right,
you, John.
Dude, thank you for the call. Let's try Chris on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chris, what'd you eat on a bet?
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I ate a scorpion.
A dead or live scorpion?
A live scorpion.
Really? Because scorpions can sting you, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. I held it by the tail, you know, held it by the stinger and just, like, bit it off and just ate the rest of it.
And did it hurt? Did it taste terrible? Was it nothing?
No, it was actually pretty good. It tasted like, kind of like peanuts.
Tastes like peanuts. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good. How much did you make for it?
$20.
$20. Right.
Yep.
Let's try Chris on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chris, welcome.
Hi, Haley Simay.
Hello.
What'd you eat?
Hey, I was in Black Angus, and I ate the lobster shell and half of the tip. 7 pounds of tip.
Really?
It was terrible.
How much did you make for it?
I didn't make anything. It was just on a dare.
They didn't even offer you money?
Good for him.
Nope.
Boy, Chris.
Pride. He played for pride.
Wow.
By the way, when somebody says, I dare you to eat that, you have to come back with, yeah, I'll do it. How much?
That's right, of course. You guys can't put a value on grit, on heart.
Let's try Al on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Al, what'd you eat?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing a new feature, what'd you eat?
I got $10 for eating a golf ball size of wasabi.
No.
I did the massive amount of wasabi, too.
You need a better agent. $10.
$10.
How'd that go?
It was a long ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it was.
You know what we forgot to ask every single person is, were you drunk? Because a lot of times if you're drinking, seems funny and all that, and then you do it. But if you're sober, you go, no.
But this is also something that everybody does sober, too, though.
All right. Yeah. I hear you.
I think. Let's try. We just have time for a couple more. Then we have to find out what Mike ate that he found on the street. Jeff is on line 8. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you eat?
When I was in 8th grade, I got $10 for eating a handful of fire ashes.
Ashes from the fire. Good. Good. I like it. $10, dude. Eat it.
Yep.
All right.
All right, thanks.
You did the right thing. Thank you, Jeff. No girls. You're right, Lisa.
No, not a one.
Not a girl.
All right, Psycho Mike. Let's hear it.
You don't want to do Mike and you don't want to do Stefan?
Nope.
All right.
Mike. We got to do Mike.
Overruled, Bean.
Hey, Mike. Gone. All right, you get your way. Sorry. Psycho Mike.
I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard after coming out of a bar with about 10 friends.
This was in your days of using.
Yeah, it was the parting days.
Pre-sober, right.
And we were waiting outside for someone to go back in and get his credit card. And we were all just kind of hanging out on the sidewalk. And someone found a used Band-Aid on the ground. A random Band-Aid from someone on Hollywood Boulevard.
Ew.
No!
A used Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it got up to $500, and I said, I have to do it.
See,
and so I ate it.
But here's the important thing in that particular instance. You have to jump in and say, you have to be one of the first people to offer the money.
Right.
That way it gets eaten, but not by you.
Right. And you're exactly right. Because it started with a buddy saying $50 to eat it. I was like, I'll eat that, but I'm thinking at least 100. And then it finally built up, and then I started to get reluctant when it got to 100. And it got up to $500, and I had to do it. For $500, I was like, okay, so if it has AIDS.
That was probably
on it,
more money than you were making in a month at that point.
Right. And I was like, what's AIDS for $500? You know? So
I'm going to say a bad trade off.
Yeah, good point. Now, you're right. Thinking back, it's probably
Mike,
a bad trade off.
Yeah. I don't want to, I mean, you know, people are eating breakfast and some junk, but blood on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it was evidently used.
Oh.
And I just swallowed it, and yeah.
Good time.
You ever see it again?
Yeah, question. No, you did, but it was like, oddly enough, it was like in shreds, like there was a little munchkin in my stomach that decided to put it through a paper shredder.
Oh, dear God.
But it made it through, and I don't have AIDS. Woo!
Have you checked?
I gotta say that, you know, we always talk about how there is a number at which you'll do virtually anything. I mean, everybody listening right now is going, dude, I would never do that. Most people are thinking I'd never do that for $500. If it were 1,000, some people would be on board. If it were 10,000, more, 100,000, probably almost anybody. I mean.
Yeah, true.
But you would have done it just for the thrill of doing it, Mike. That's what I love about you.
I ate a used Hollywood Boulevard Band-Aid. Still not as gross as French kissing Doto for $50, which Kevin made me do as
That's
well.
That's true, yeah.
Not even close.
That happened too. All right, thanks for the calls, everybody.
Yeah, I get producer Alex in the death pool. Can you put me down for $10?
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one.
Producer Alex's job is to get the guests on the phone, so she gets the phone number to call Uriah Faber, who we're going to talk to in a minute, about the fight this weekend, and she, I guess, somehow there was mixed signals, and she accidentally called Mr. Faber's opponent, Mike Brown, called and woke his ass up at 7:30 in the morning, asking for the wrong dude.
Asking for Uriah? Yeah, that happens.
Is that awesome or what?
Hey, Uriah.
How's it going, guys?
I hope we got the right number this time.
Yeah, this is me.
All right, good.
How funny is it that our producer is prank calling your opponent at 7:30 in the morning?
I appreciate that. Keep him on his toes.
Yeah, exactly. WEC 10 big fights this Sunday night from the Arco Arena in Sacramento. It's going to be on Versus, by the way. This is what's exceptional and outstanding is you get to see it in high def and for free this weekend. That's a sweet deal.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. It's a big fight not to be on pay-per-view, so fans are lucky.
For those of you that don't watch hockey, Versus is pretty much just a bass fishing channel. But once in a while, they have something cool. It's like 603 or 604 on DirecTV.
Okay.
And the fight is going to be on there Sunday night, and you're going to be fighting Brown again. Now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, when was the last match that you guys had?
It's been a couple months in Yeah, he's the first guy to beat me in a couple of years, and it's good to get this shot back, man. I really, really owe him one this time.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about that, because it was considered a mega upset back in November when he beat you, and it was a first-rounder, if I recall correctly. What went wrong as you thought back and looked back at the footage of the fight? What do you think your mistake was against Brown?
There's no secret what the mistake was. I basically am known for getting a little crazy in there, and I bounced off the cage and threw a no-look elbow and just barely missed his face, and he ducked into an overhand right and connected pretty good and then went in for the kill. So the ref ended up stepping in for a TKO, and I just, you know, got a little wild in there and got caught.
This is a bizarre sport where you can literally think that you're about to knock him out,
yeah,
and 1 second later be caught by one of his punches or kicks. I mean, that's
great.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, it's it wasn't the plan, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure. Now, this time you're just going to be more careful, but you're going to pretty much fight the same fight you had planned.
Yeah, that's about right. And you know, I'm feeling great, man. I really looking forward to this fight, and I think that more than anything, I'm just eager to get in there.
I know that you were a very accomplished wrestler coming up and ended up coaching and everything like that. Was there an incident that happened that made you think, hey, maybe there's a way to make a living at this after college? Or how'd you end up getting into the sport as a pro?
You know, I just have followed the sport since I was a little kid, and I've always loved the mixed martial arts, and I just thought I'd be good at it, you know, and I just kind of followed my heart and took a chance and got into it and really never stopped.
I think a lot of the lighter weights are better fights because the guys are so lightning quick.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Why does the UFC not go down to those weight classes? You'd think they would have anyone that would want to fight.
Well, you know, the UFC and WEC are owned by the same company. So I think it's basically another way for them to make money. You know, they have two TV networks that they have deals with. They have two separate sets of sponsors.
I got
two sets of live events. So, you know, the thing that sets WEC apart from the UFC is that it is a lightweight fighters. And it's, you know, that's the big difference. That's why they don't have it in the UFC.
What was that? What just happened?
What was that? Did I just hear a chicken or something? What's going on there, Uriah?
I'm getting text messages.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a landline. Oh. We don't have a landline around our block here. So
I got you.
I got you. What do you do for training in the days before a fight?
Well, normally I sleep in. This week.
Sorry. Yeah, but so does your opponent. We got him up. So
yeah, thank you. But, you know, I just kind of let my body heal up and then train once a day kind of later when, you know, just like the fight is and just stay rested up so I can go in there and kamikaze my body and let it all hang out.
But most of your hardcore training is already finished by this point. I mean, the fight's Sunday, right?
That's right, yeah. The tough stuff's over, so it's actually pretty relaxing the week before a fight.
How about mentally when you wake up on Sunday? What will your plans be? I mean, can you go to see the Up Pixar movie and just mind off fighting for a while and then get back into it, or do you wake up like in a seething rage all day long, like a caged animal who can't wait to be unleashed in the ring, or what are you feeling like?
No, I stay pretty relaxed. You know, I don't know. I mean, all fighters are different probably, but again, I try to sleep in. You know, normally I get up in the morning and train on a regular basis, so I start, you know, a couple weeks out changing my sleeping regimen so I can sleep in that day, and then just try to basically keep my mind pretty free and clear, and then really kick into the mode, you know, a couple hours before the fight.
Right. We're talking to Uriah Faber on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. The WEC fight against Mike Brown is going to be this Sunday night at the top of the card at the Arco Arena. Is that you feel like you get a little bit of an advantage when you're fighting in your hometown? I mean, imagine you got a lot of friends and family there for you.
Yeah, the energy is going to be intense, man. And I experienced it last time I fought Pulver in my hometown. And it was a great feeling, man. I had so many friends and family and, you know, I was a hometown kid, and everybody was behind me. So you definitely feed off that energy, and it's like a cat with its hair standing up, and you just feel the intensity.
What do your older relatives think? I don't know what your situation is with parents or grandparents or anything like that, but what do they think about you being in the fight game?
Everybody loves it except for my mom. You know, even my grandma.
What? Your grandma loves it?
Yeah, she's full-blood Italian, and she's a feisty woman, man. So she'd stay up late and watch Jerry Springer and try to get watch the fights. And she has college neighbors that she gets into it with and stuff like that. So,
wow, I like that.
Yeah, my mom doesn't appreciate the fighting.
Well, I'm sure her whole job, her whole life has been to protect you, and you're out there swinging and getting kicked.
Yeah, just try to keep you alive, dude. That's all she's doing. Hey, I think you've hit on to something here. You know, you talked about how the WEC's got the featherweights, and then the UFC does their thing. There needs to be some sort of a senior citizen round, man, for folks like your grandma.
Yes.
Get in there and just, like an over 80.
Yeah, no one's going to mess with my grandma.
Uriah's grandma against Brown's grandma.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be the best.
All right.
Funny. Go ahead. My mom. After the fight I lost against Brown, you know, I won all these fights in a row, and then after the fight I lost, she says she doesn't mind the sport, but she doesn't think that people should be able to be hit in the head. And after I lost my fight,
that's a very different type of fighting, though.
Yes, it is. All right.
Not be able to hit you in the head.
this Sunday, June 7th, it's World Extreme Cage Fighting. It's at the Arco Arena in Sacramento. As we mentioned, this one is in high def, and it's for free on the Versus channel. You ought to check it out. The TV action starts at 6 o'clock, but it's going to be Brown versus Faber 2. I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you, right? You sound like a good dude, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend, man.
Well, thanks for having me, guys, and please check out UriahFaber.com and check out all my sponsors. I just put up a new site, so people are loving it.
We will do it. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good luck.
I'm a little tired of you dragging in your deadbeat wannabe showbiz friends to sit in on showbiz just to try to get them known.
Here's the thing.
Let them go out and get their own career instead of riding on your coattails.
But with my success, I feel an obligation to try to bring in my old friends and try to give them an opportunity to get some exposure and to help them along. That's
well, it's nice, but if they're not entertaining and they have nothing to promote,
I think
then it's
this,
not good for
I
the
think
show.
This kid's got potential.
All right, who's your friend today?
This is a guy I knew years ago at the Groundlings. He was a mildly funny sketch comedian then, and I think he's really sort of flatlined and sort of stayed at the same level throughout his entire career. But he's good enough for radio. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
His name is Will Ferrell. Will, welcome to K-Rock.
Hey, Will.
Hey, everybody.
Is it Will? I'm sorry. Will or Bill? Which one is it?
It's actually Phil.
Will. Phil.
Phil Ferrell.
Okay.
Phil.
All right, Phil.
Silent.
Willie the F. We used to call him back in the day.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
This is a big opportunity for me, so... If I'm a little nervous,
don't screw it up.
Just bear with me, okay?
All right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. It's Tuesday morning. What the heck's going on?
Will, by the way, I just want to give people a heads up. He also appears in Land of the Lost, the movie that opens up this weekend.
Yeah, that's a nice break.
He's one of the Sleestak. You don't see him. He's in one of the lizard suits, but still, he does really good space work. He does good space work.
Fun little indie movie.
Yeah.
little train that could.
Yeah. Reminds me of sort of Buñuel's early work or something like that.
Possibly.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
Let's do show business news so we can get to talking to this guy here.
Okay.
It's official. They announced it today. The Bruno Eminem crotch fight that happened at the MTV Movie Awards
over
the weekend was, in fact, staged.
Of
yes.
Yeah, you could tell.
Some people thought it actually happened, that Eminem took offense and actually stormed out. I guess the fact that he was wired for sound in the audience didn't give people a little bit of a hint that perhaps it was a staged bit, but no, in fact, it was staged, so everyone can breathe a sigh of relief. Eminem and Bruno, no feud there, no beef, as they say in the rap world.
So Bruno's still going to live.
You don't want to beef with Bruno, because beef means a whole new thing to Bruno.
It does,
it's a whole different thing.
That's true.
What do you think, Phil?
you were there. You were
I was
the
there.
Awards. You were attending.
I was there. I had a hunch that... Eminem was in on the gig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not very good.
When you get a man's ass cheeks that close to your face,
you better be a setup.
You better be a setup.
Yeah.
That's right. And you don't shoot him, right?
Right.
Hey, well, I'm like everyone, I'm sure you're a fan of Sasha's work with the Ali G and Bart and stuff. As a comedian,
right?
How much respect do you have for a guy who can go balls out like he does with everything he does?
You have the utmost respect, I think.
I mean, you've done some dumb and crazy things.
I've done some crazy things, but I've not quite gone to the level that Sasha has. Yeah.
No one.
Nor do you want to.
No one. I don't know if I want. But he also has people who want to, you know, beat him up.
Right.
Right. There's that. That's
he has
true.
That factor.
But that's what he shoots for. He gets glee out of making people miserable.
He gets extremely
turned on.
And
you're happy being America's sweetheart, not worrying about all that, right?
I'm a darling. And I'm going to maintain that pedestal. Yeah.
Except to Mats Wielander. I'm not a darling to him.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's not bring that up.
We'll talk about the big tennis battle when we get back from the commercials.
Yeah.
But
we'll beat him.
Bad blood.
A lot of people don't know that.
Bad blood.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Jackson has announced that he indeed will do one special one-night concert with the Jackson 5 and his sister Janet in Texas, as well as his London concerts, because there was some legal wrangling going on regarding he couldn't do a concert tour if this producer didn't get a piece, remember?
So that was all true, and he's got
to
do it?
To satisfy this, he is doing one concert with the Jackson 5, and Tito will be there, and Janet, and... Andrew Jackson, all the Jacksons.
I don't think, I'm not sure Andrew is
Davis,
one of them.
Davis Jackson.
Yeah.
Carl.
All the Jacksons.
Carl Jackson.
And as well as his 50 concerts in London as well. So, a lot of Michael coming up soon.
This will be it. This is it. This is it. Uh-huh. It really means this is
He's going to shut it down.
This is it. I mean, this
it.
Is really
After
it.
That,
this
it.
Is the final.
Okay.
This is the final curtain call.
All right.
This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it. Kanye West's book hits stores this week.
It's not a book.
It is a book.
58 pages.
58 pages of Kanye-isms, he says.
But some of the pages are blank. How do they even count for pages?
Listen, Kevin, you don't have to have words on a page to get across a thought.
You
know what I'm saying? Look, As long as he stops Twittering, that's all that matters to me. Kanye is not a fan of books, however. Although his mother, oddly enough, was an English professor in college. He says he does not read, does not like books. His quote yesterday when asked about that fact, I am not a fan of books. I would never want a book's autograph.
Well, he's got a point there. He's got a point. Would you ever ask a book for an autograph?
I wouldn't.
No.
Books suck. Kanye's right.
He's right.
I don't even know why we have books.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is being forced to eat.
Thank God.
This time it's food.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What? Oh, come on. That's for the kids. Apparently, she's got a movie role in a new movie called The Other Side. And now she has to get another side. She's got one now at this weight. She just has the one side. Now
she's going to put on 80 pounds, I heard. Right?
Yeah. Can we reach 100?
Yeah. The producers have asked her to promise to eat.
Well, that worked.
She's going to have weekly weigh-ins to make sure that she's gaining some weight.
Okay.
Is she in UFC? What's going on here?
She'll have to adhere to strict curfews while in production. And
we'll
be subject, I'm not kidding, to mandatory drug testing.
Yes.
Wow. I bet that's what she had to do to get insurance.
That was part of the insurance agreement. Yeah. Exactly, Lisa. You have to do that. You have to do mandatory drug testing when you do yours, right?
I do mandatory drug testing just as a policy with myself.
For the fun of it?
Just for the fun of it.
See if the stuff shows up.
See if the stuff shows up ever.
You've got your hormones balanced now, though, right?
That's finally.
Can't even tell the roids.
Finally.
Can't even see the roids.
Hey, well, because you're a big-time bankable movie star and you know millions of dollars and lots of jobs depend on you, are you not allowed to skydive or do crazy stuff like that when you're making a movie?
I think I'm not.
You have to curtail your skydiving?
Yeah, I have to put that on hold.
You think you're not?
I think I'm not supposed to do those things, like play basketball and, you know. But I still do.
You're an outlaw.
I'm an outlaw, yeah.
You do. Play by your own rules.
He plays tennis.
I play tennis.
That happens.
They can't stop him. He's a rebel.
Steeplechase. I still am doing my equestrian. A lot of my equestrian stuff down at the equestrian center.
Still riding the sulkies. You do the buggy race.
I do the buggy. I do the buggy race out of Hollywood Park.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, you've made me some money, and I appreciate that.
You got it.
You're
when you show up wearing your hat, I know I got to.
That's right.
That's right. That's the signal.
When I stroke the feather on the side of my fedora, you know.
What are we talking about?
That's the signal. Harness racing.
That's the
harness racing.
And tonight on the Discovery Channel, very special episode of Man vs. Wild. Bear Grylls, of course.
I totally forgot.
Bear Grylls spends some time in northern Sweden with our own Will Ferrell to force Will to eat reindeer eyeballs or something.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how that all shook down. But
it's good.
You can check it out tonight.
I just watched it.
See how Will survives.
It's not on until tonight.
Or if he does. We don't even know if he survives.
That's true. We don't know.
It's true.
Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. He's 68 years old today.
How about that? How about playing drums for the freaking Stones? You're almost 70.
But you know what? He expends so little energy when he plays that really he's got the body of a 30-year-old. It's amazing. He does very little. Dennis Haysbert. He was President Palmer on 24. He's 55 years old today.
He's also the star of The Unit.
Yes, which was canceled.
Yes, there was.
Congratulations.
He's my skateboard agent, too.
Good. Get that out of there.
Excited.
Dana Carvey, former member of Saturday Night Live, an alumni like our own Will. He's 54 years old today. Zachary Quinto, who plays the new Mr. Spock in the Star Trek movie. He is 32 years old. He's also, of course, on Heroes. B. Real from Cypress Hills, 39. Wayne Brady's 37. Nikki Cox celebrates her 31st birthday. Justin Long celebrates his 31st birthday as well. Fabrizio Moretti from The Strokes. That's two exes of Drew Barrymore having the same birthday.
That's correct.
What are the odds? You dated Drew for a little bit, didn't you?
I dated in between Tom Green.
Right.
And
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
After Tom Green.
Yeah, you don't want to follow Tom Green.
Yeah. I'm already out.
I lost you there?
Right after Tom Green.
Fabrizio is 29 years old. And Jerry Mathers, the Beaver himself.
And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
He celebrates his 61st birthday today. Happy birthday, Beave. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yes.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
What's a Christmas gram? I want one.
We're going streaky!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jewish God. Help me, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft to get a fire on me.
How do you
intend to match up to the Squire's strong inside gate?
It's a great question. Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
I'm the firstborn child of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Scary Lady Bush.
Where are you going?
Going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nut on your drum set.
And you did.
I guess your whole career distilled down into 30 seconds.
It's like
not too impressive,
dead,
is it? Not too impressive.
Yeah.
A little work to do.
And no night at the Roxbury in the medley.
Where was the music? There was the music.
We started the first thing.
I missed that. I'm sorry, man.
Will, we have limited time with you because you're a very busy man, but we have so many
Let's just dive into it.
First of all, Tony nominated Will Ferrell in the studio with a second, by the way. Although, as you pointed out last night,
No one watches the Tonys.
As you pointed out last night, you're in a category with Liza Minnelli, so you're sure to lose. But what? How awesome was it to be on Broadway playing George W. Bush for that limited time? Was it super fun?
It was the hardest slash best thing I've ever done. Yeah, it was. You know, an incredible amount of work. Kind of crazy to be on stage every night. And,
why'd you want to do that? I mean, usually you create a character. It has its lifespan of a movie or appearances on SNL or whatever it was. But why did you feel this one needed to go to the next level?
You know what? It was actually just brought up as kind of a lark by my manager, who's like, because I talked about doing a one-man show on Broadway previously, and it fell through. And my manager, Jimmy, was like, why don't you do Bush for the last time? I'm like, that's actually a great idea. And it was just literally because I've never done anything like that was the appeal.
How long had it been since you've been on stage? Because, of course, you did Groundlings for years and everything. But
Since
Groundlings?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
like 70 years.
So like 70 years. Yeah. Yeah. Because I started the Groundlings in 55 with Bob Denver.
Yeah. You're Chuck McCann.
Yeah, Chuck, right. And it was crazy to be up on stage and look out and see Barbara Walters staring back at you.
I can imagine.
Things like that. And
did you engage her or you had
I did
to
not
stick
engage
to the script?
Her. One night I was doing, because I would always do this nickname part at the end of the show where I would give audience members nicknames as one of Bush's many talents. And I was about to pick on this guy because he looked just like Sting with a big fisherman's beard.
Right.
And next thing you know, backstage, the guy with the fisherman beard was Sting.
It was Sting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just, it was crazy and fun and all that stuff.
Now, the last time we talked to you, you were having some kind of a world championship tennis tournament.
A global tennis showdown.
Global tennis showdown.
Against Mats Wielander.
How did that go?
I won by 1 point. It was so exciting.
Don't you keep score by 15?
I tweeted about it. Twittered about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Put a tweet out?
I won.
You didn't win, though, really.
He didn't win.
No, I didn't win.
Do you tweet?
Talking about it. I put the word. That's past
tense. It's not
that.
Past tense.
I don't think that's the past tense. No. It's tweeted.
No.
I tweeted for 4 days.
That's it?
Pete Carroll, the head coach of USC, led this campaign to try to get me to Twitter.
Okay.
How much time does he have on his hands?
That's a good use
and
of his time.
When asked about why he was doing it, he said, I just want to make him do something he probably doesn't want to do. So I did it. I went on. I'm like, Coach, you win. I'm now Twittering. And I Twittered for 4 days and got massively made fun of for the lack of humor in my tweets.
Right.
And
the Twitter community mocked you?
Kind of mocked me.
Oh,
and
rough.
Also, I was talking about the Global Tennis Showdown. I kept announcing that, and they were like, that's not what Twitter is for. You're not supposed to promote things. And so then there was someone who was really up my you-know-what.
Right.
And, I know you're not supposed to respond personally to people, but I just couldn't help it. And I just, my parting shot on Twitter was to one guy, I'm like, you are a little bitch. And then I just logged out.
And you ran away. You ran away like a girl.
I ran away like a girl.
Yeah,
crying.
Nice.
Like an ABC after school special. Just pounding my computer. Why?
I would love to
see portrait of a teenage Twitterer.
The trail of Twitters that were attacking you when you weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
I'd love to have seen that.
I know.
That's awesome.
Will Ferrell is here. The movie is Land of the Lost, and it
sure
opens
is.
Friday everywhere.
And it's funny.
Ralph's seen it. It's fantastic.
It is action-adventure.
Action-adventure.
Comedy. And a little acid. A little bit of acid.
Really? Right.
Psychedelic weirdness. A little odd stuff in there.
Yeah, let me ask you about that.
Which is part of the course for Sid and Marty Krofft.
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
HR prepping stuff.
Ralph caught up. Am I right, Ralph? You caught up on a little bit of the Land of the Lost marathon that was on one of the channels over Memorial Day weekend, right?
I mean, I watched this kid like as a slave. I was slave to the show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So
did it strike you? You probably didn't realize this at the time when you were a kid watching it, but did it strike you watching it as an adult that those people had to be super baked to make that show?
Well, all their shows did.
We're pretty
HR
stony.
Puffin Stuff. Yeah. I mean, Puffin Stuff, the name alone. Yeah. You're Puffin Stuff. And Lidsville, about hats that come alive and would talk to you. And Charles Nelson Riley running around. Normal. Charles Nelson Riley running around casting spells on people.
How did any of that air?
Charles Nelson Riley probably so pissed that he was on that show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Furious.
Yeah.
Well, whose idea was Land of the Lost, the movie? Is this something somebody had to talk you into, or is it your idea, or where did it come
from? No, it actually, once again, some of the managers that I work with had that as a property, and they're thinking about, you know, making Land of the Lost as one of the first of Sid and Marty Krofft's shows into a movie, and I was like, oh, I got to be a part of that.
Were you a fan as a kid?
I was a fan, yeah. I loved it. I actually got nervous each weekend to see what was going to happen.
Really? Kind of
like,
excited,
what?
Scared?
Excited, scared. I wanted to live there.
Yeah.
Wanted to make out with Holly.
Want to ride on the back of Dopey.
Right, Dopey.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about? I'm confused.
Dopey was the little
brontosaurus.
The little brontosaurus, yeah.
Yeah, the cute one they had as a pet.
I wanted to eat a giant strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Remember those?
Yep.
That was good.
What's happening?
Grumpy, the T-Rex Grumpy from the show, shows up in Will's movie.
You have
all the same
characters,
the Sleestak and Enoch the Sleestak, and the whole cast and crew is.
I don't recognize any of the words coming out of your mouth.
In this film.
No, that's why it's a. By the way, it's a classic.
That only
two people know about.
Don't get me wrong; I'm excited to see the movie, but I just never watched the TV show. So
you missed out.
All right, Will Ferrell is here. We need to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. It's the world famous K-Rock at 8:24.
Will Ferrell in our studio, star of Land of the Lost, opening up everywhere this Friday. You can also see Will on the TV tomorrow on ABC. He is going to be co-hosting along with Kelly, the Regis and Kelly show. You got your questions all set up for your guest, MC Hammer, tomorrow, Will?
I'm still in the process of doing my research, but I am going to try to literally just say Hammer Time. Maybe 30 times during the show.
Sure. I'm going to keep count. I'm going to keep counting. See if you hit 30.
Hammer Time? Different inflections?
Sure.
Hammer Time.
I'll give you $20 if you
Hammer
30.
Time. Right. Okay.
20
okay. All right.
Wow.
Cool. 30. It has to be 30. 30 or over.
That's going to be a lot, actually.
I
set the bar way too high.
Yes, you have, but now you're locked in.
I'll throw in a 20 spot.
But I could do like some rapid fire ones like Hammer Time, Hammer Time, Hammer Time, Hammer Time.
Whatever you need to do to get it done.
All right.
30.
Okay.
Ralph mentioned a few minutes ago that Will's episode of Man vs. Wild airs tonight. Okay, I hate to ask the same question again, but how did this happen? What made you sit around and go, yeah, I need to go to Northern Sweden and eat reindeer eyeballs?
Well, I'm a big fan of the show, Bear Grylls. I think he's dreamy. he's a good-looking guy. And they basically, I guess they were entertaining the idea of doing a show with a celebrity. And my name came up, and I thought, it's too weird to say no to.
That's how you pick.
Yeah,
that's how I pick. The weirder, the better.
Yeah.
All right.
You spent a lot of time in Sweden anyway.
So I had a little connection. So, there I was, 40 miles, you know, north of the Arctic Circle, walking around with Bear Grylls out there.
But at some point, like 10 minutes in, didn't you go, forget this,
There were definitely some moments, yeah, for sure.
I have legs. I don't have to stay here.
Yeah.
What did you, where'd you spend the night? Overnight. I mean, you guys built a camp out of snow or what?
We built a snow cave out of branches. For real?
Out of branches? No, wouldn't that be a branch cave?
Well, it's a branch. It's built into the side of the hill, and then the branch. Maybe it's not a snow cave. You're right.
It's not a branch.
Yeah. Now that I think branch about it, it was a Holiday
it's
Inn.
It's a lean-to.
It was a condo.
It's a Gilligan's Island hut.
We shot in South Lake Tahoe.
I have a clip.
Was there any body warmth shared between you and Bear? What, did you have to maintain
we did not
body
have to,
warmth?
We did not have to do any of that.
I have a clip of Will and Bear fighting over food. You guys want to hear that?
Sure.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Will then has some kind of semi-roasted brain and tongue.
I just want to dig into that eyeball. I call the eyeball.
Oh, that looks like Gatorade.
I think I've lost my penis. Out here, just me and Bear Grylls in the wild, urinating together.
That's nice.
Well, was it always while you were out there, was it always a great adventure and fun and fascinating? Or were there times where you looked around and said, this really sucks and I shouldn't have done it?
Well, there was a moment where you'll see in the episode we're kind of rappelling down the side of this ice cliff and he got caught and I'm holding him. And I literally had to sit there for 40 minutes while we had to figure out how to get him back up.
Really? Oh, no. His life was in your hands?
And basically.
Wow.
And I just had to, I started getting really cold, and that was my moment of.
And you thought,
this is not good.
What am I doing?
What am I doing? Why? Why did I?
I'm going to kill the survivor.
This makes
dude.
No sense.
That's not good.
How great would it be if the survivor dude died on your watch?
Oh, God. That would have
been awesome. He would have been going out in history.
Oh, God.
And then discovered that, you, the show.
Yeah,
and
then
I have to retire from movies, and it's like passing the torch. Yeah. It's an obligation.
But he wouldn't have been America's sweetheart. Then.
That's true, no.
That wouldn't happen.
I would have lost my title.
That's right. All right, you got to run. We know you have to catch a plane. Land of the Lost.
I call it a hot bird.
A hot bird.
Yeah, I got to catch a hot bird.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
You play Dr. Rick Marshall.
Yes.
And you go back in time?
I go back in time. I'm famed. I'm a famed quantum paleontologist.
I don't know what that means.
It's made up.
Okay.
Yeah. I go back in time.
It's a routine expedition.
It's
right?
a routine. It's just a routine expedition.
Right.
Sure.
But then.
There's one of the greatest earthquakes ever known, right?
Ever known.
Yeah.
The Earth opens up, and we end up in this alternate universe.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie? Creatures. Because Ralph seems to be leading the conversation.
I have seen selected cuts.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you, in fact, in the film?
You know what? I'm in. You'll see me in the background of one of the shots, moving some equipment. We didn't have a lot of time to fix a lot of the stuff in the edit.
Will is entirely CGI'd in this film. He's a giant cartoon.
The one in the trailer where you're running around in circles and Danny McBride asks, do you ever get tired of being wrong?
Wrong.
That scene alone had me. I'm there. That's
that was
awesome.
Shot out in a place called the Trona Pinnacles, which if you have a chance to get out there, out near Beaumont.
Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Don't.
Terrible. Don't do it. It was 120 degrees. Oh. Yeah.
It's hard to believe that you shot it in the States because the desert sequences look so otherworldly.
Yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like it's, the Sahara.
Plus, I made the creative choice for Rick Marshall to wear Florsheim zipper boots.
Yeah.
For the entire
It probably
adventure.
Seemed funny at the time.
It seemed really funny. Until I sprained my ankle multiple times.
Oh.
And...
Once again, it was
a man versus wild.
Why are you wearing high heels?
Yeah, Danny asked me. Why are you wearing high heels? I'm like, they're my floor shine. I wasn't prepared for a field expedition.
Well, we always tell you this, but you don't have you're too big a star to come in and sit around on the Kevin Abid show.
This
but
is a little like Man versus Wild. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Right, I know. But I want you to know that we do not take it for granted, and we are always thrilled when you make time for us in the schedule.
It's
great.
Always fun, so thanks
for
having me.
We appreciate it, we really do. And go see Land of the Lost on Friday, everybody. See it twice this weekend, in fact. Do that for our buddy Will here. Go see
it twice
this weekend.
Or if you want to go see The Hangover.
Yeah, just buy a ticket to Land of the Lost and hop over to The Hangover.
There you
doesn't
go.
Matter.
That's a great idea.
Care. Yeah. No one cares. No harm, no foul.
No one's checking, I can tell you that.
No one's checking, right.
That's true. All right, Will, thanks for coming in.
Okay,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. Bye now. By myself, though.
Wow.
World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:38.
This is the Kevin Abid Show. I'm just going to say it. I think Will Ferrell may be my favorite celebrity without a vagina, I think, now that I think about it.
Are you positive he doesn't have...
Well, that's a good point. Maybe I spoke too soon. Anyway, right. He is awesome, 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 and Land of the Lost looks awesome, awesome, awesome. But let's turn our attention to something else. Monday morning, right here on the Kevin Abid Show, you can tune in and listen to our Kevin Abid Breakfast with Green Day, or... If you're a big Green Day fan, you want VIP invites, you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, what game are we playing this hour?
Well, we've done a bunch of different games that you don't have to know Green Day to win, but mm-hmm. we also need some Green Day fans there because you're going to help us do the interview.
Okay.
So we're going to play a montage, and you have to tell us the list of six, I'll give you that hint, six Green Day songs, and in the right order.
Okay.
Here's the montage. That's it.
Done. Got it.
That was
nailed.
It?
Six
nailed.
Songs.
That was six songs?
In order, 1-800-520-1067. Here it is one more time.
Wow.
That's what you get.
Okay. So 1-800-520-1067. Name those Green Day songs, all six of them in order. You will win tickets to our Breakfast with Green Day. Plus, you also get tickets to go see Green Day at the Forum. That show is August 25th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Franz Ferdinand opening up. You know, these breakfast shows, Kevin, we've been lucky enough to do dozens of them over the years, and they're always fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our Breakfast with My Chemical Romance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Johnson.
Seems to me that maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Incubus!
Blink 182.
Yeah! Radiohead. No doubt, everybody.
Because I'm just a girl.
Nine Inch Nails and the world famous Kirok.
Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
U2.
Foo Fighters!
Let's hear it for Weezer.
Breakfast with the Killers.
Please welcome Coldplay.
And it was all yellow.
Wait, Breakfast with Stained didn't make the promo?
Got to tell you, that breakfast with Jack Johnson at Coachella was the best thing ever because they were cleaning up. It was the morning after Coachella, and they were cleaning up, and there was a truck that was backing up, and it wouldn't stop all morning. So while he was playing his song, you would hear, beep, 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 during the whole thing.
Funniest thing ever. Jack Johnson goes, is that going to be beeping the entire time I'm playing?
The answer, yes.
All right. Next up is Green Day, who we were lucky enough to do a breakfast with a few years ago. But now, you know, they've had so much since then. Let's hear the montage a couple more times, and then we're going to go to your phones at 1-800-520-1067. We need all six of these Green Day songs, and we need them in order, and then you get to come to the breakfast.
I got to tell you, I don't think I could do that.
I know I couldn't do that.
I could do about three of them, but I could get the first one.
Okay.
That's it. I'm out.
Wouldn't be enough. First one would not be enough. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to, we'll start with Jesse on line six. You can drop lines three and four as we continue to line up phone calls here. Jesse, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Here's your montage. I'm going to play it for you one more time. You ready?
Yep.
What's the first one?
American Idiot.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Second one?
No.
Huh?
Basket Case.
Yes, yes, that is correct. American Idiot, Basket Case, yes.
When I Come Around?
Mm, oh, sorry.
Nice try, though.
That's in there, if I can give you a hint, but not in that order.
Okay, so he named three of the songs, two in the right order, to win the tickets for Green Day. And this is one of those breakfasts, by the way, and this happens from time to time. We are already getting emails from people all over the world who are like, you don't understand, man. That's the ones that I love is, I don't know why we wouldn't understand. Apparently, we don't understand how much of a Green Day fan I am, and I'm willing to come there from London in order to be at this breakfast because it's amazing.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. By the way, it's my birthday as the leading candidate.
Yes.
And it's my birthday. And we go, well, okay, but what else? We only filled it up with birthday people. They might not even all be Green Day fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for Green Day fans that can identify these songs in order. We have American Idiot. We have Basket Case.
All right, let's try Tim. He's on line five. Next contestant up says he's a big Green Day fan. Let's see how he does. Hey, Tim. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Welcome. What's up?
All right, what are the songs?
I got American Idiot.
Yep.
Basket Case.
Yep.
Take Me Away to Paradise.
No.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry. That's not the next one. Thank you.
Darn.
Thought he had that one.
All right. Why don't we take a quick break, come back, get ourselves a winner. Ralph will check the showbiz beat, and we'll have more Green Day tickets for you all week long. We can't tell you where and when the super secret location is going to be, but you will be able to hear it if you are not lucky enough to be there Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. I think we have a winner.
Are you kidding me?
I think.
Okay.
And of course, it's a guy named Kevin, because those guys are the best.
They're on.
Kevin, I'm going to play it for you one time, then give us all six, okay?
All right.
Here you go. All right, go ahead.
All right, that's American Idiot.
Yep.
Basket Case.
Yep.
Full of Water, Broken Dreams.
Yep.
There you go.
Longview.
Yep.
Brain Stew.
Yep.
Yes.
And When I Come Around.
Oh, oh my God!
How does he do that?
Kevin, how did you do that?
I've been listening to them since I was like 5 years old. My sister like played it in my sleep or something. I don't know, man. It's just part of my nature.
Wow.
It's impressive.
That's very impressive. So,
all right, Rain Man, you're going to join us at the breakfast.
And we'll also give you tickets to go see them at the Fabulous Forum of Los Angeles, August 25th, with Franz Ferdinand opening. Tickets go on sale for that show, folks, Saturday at 10 o'clock. Breakfast with Green Day. Kevin, way to go, man. Thanks for listening.
Hey, no problem, man.
Thank you, man.
So, by the way, on tomorrow morning's program, our friend Adam Sessler from the G4 is going to be here talking about all about the new video games and everything that's going on. Also, we've got Ed Helms from The Hangover and The Office. He's going to be here. And we'll talk to one of the Ramones widows about her new book and her theory, Ralph, that there's a Ramones curse.
Yeah, well, look at them.
Well, there's not many of them left, but also did live pretty fast and pretty hard. I mean, you do die if you live that lifestyle for too long.
Nope, curse.
Tell that to the Rolling Stones.
Okay. Anyway, all that tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin Devine Show. First, though, before we're done with today, Ralph's got one more look at the showbiz beat.
Yeah, before we go, we definitely want to take this opportunity to call Heidi and Spencer quitters.
Yeah.
This coming from TMZ, just hot off the wire. A source close to the production of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, has told TMZ that Heidi and Spencer walked off the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and quit for good this time right after the live portion of last night's show.
I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
It's unclear how the show will handle their leaving on tonight's episode, but I might have to watch the first 10 minutes of tonight's episode.
You enjoy that. I'm not going to have anything to do
just
with
to,
it.
Just to see, now, just to watch them sweat. Just to watch. And last night, NBC's president, Ben Silverman, was on the phone with Spencer trying to get him to stay on last night's episode.
He said in last night's show that his goal when he went there was to quit. That was his...
What?
That's what he wanted to do.
I think he was spinning that story.
Maybe.
But I really think they thought they were getting into something that was going to be a chance for them to do something on network television, and then it was too hard for them. They just couldn't cope. Because she was a mess, and yeah, it's so funny. He was making up all these lame excuses last night, like, we didn't know all these nobody celebrities would be on this cast. You don't know what, you know, mm-hmm. You find that out before you sign up for the deal, what the rest of the cast is like.
Yeah, by the way, they're as much celebrities as he is.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
They're devaluing our fame, he said last night to the president of NBC, by appearing on that show with those people. So,
but, Ralph, on some of these reality shows, and I'm thinking of, like, Celebrity Rehab and stuff, they really don't know until the people show up. Remember, you see those scenes where the next guy walks in, and then they meet each other in the, you know, in this case, in the rehab center in the jungle or something like that. But Spencer and Heidi, they should expect to always be at the lowest possible rung of the fame ladder,
sure,
based on who they are.
Absolutely. So, they're off the show, which I'm sure is a bummer for NBC, because as much as we hate them and are kind of bored with their shtick, there's a lot of people who aren't, who watch
and
the
they're
Hills
the villain.
And watch
you need
them.
A villain in the piece.
And I'm sure it was going to be good news for NBC to keep them around as long as possible, but it looks like that's not going to happen. More reality show TV news. Good news. Paris Hilton's My New BFF debuts tonight on MTV.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was canceled.
No. But she's also announced Paris Hilton's My New BFF Dubai.
What?
Huh?
She's going to be filming another version of her show. There's already a UK version, by the way.
There he is.
She's done.
What?
Her British best friend. She's
Isn't
done that.
She going to have too many BFFs?
How can it be a BFF?
She travels the world. So
it has to be
one
of her.
City.
It can't just be
BFFs.
You
got hoes in different area codes, is what I hear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where she will get a group of young women, half from the Middle East, half from somewhere else, but now living in Dubai, and put them through a series of tests to see who would best be her best friend in Dubai what.
Oh.
Here's the problem with the Dubai what edition. Certain things are frowned upon in the Middle East, especially for young women to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Like drink alcohol.
Check.
Any swearing.
Check.
Any sexually explicit conversations. Any risque clothing?
Sure.
All that stuff will have to be excised from this version. What's that going to be like?
What's left?
Paris Hilton talking about politics?
You know, I know that the 15 minutes is like 2 hours now. You don't just come onto the scene and then evaporate like you used to for whatever reason. But it seems to me like Paris Hilton is actually officially done now. I mean, doesn't it seem like there's no heat on her anymore?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
Yes and no. I think she now is just achieved a constant level of celebrity where we accept her as being a celebrity like we do other celebrities who have been around for a while.
But she doesn't have to do anything or make any news to continue to be a celebrity. She just is, based on her past.
The flashbulbs go nuts. Every red carpet she's on, she still gets coverage in the entertainment news programs. I mean, she's
The kids love her.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No.
Do you know who Paris Hilton is?
No.
No.
What? No.
You don't?
No.
So would you say that when you grow up, you'd want to be like Paris Hilton?
No.
Well, there you go. Youth of America.
They have spoken.
That's right.
Whoa.
Disney Channel has announced Hannah Montana will indeed have a fourth season.
Yay!
Miley Cyrus will start production of new episodes next year, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief knowing that Hannah Montana will go on. Despite the fact that she exposed her secret identity in her feature film.
Mm.
These words mean anything to anyone? I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, I sure don't see the excitement, but... All right.
Look, it's a major TV show. It's a big deal. She's a big star.
Yeah.
I was watching a little of the Hannah Montana marathon over the weekend, and
I'm out right there. I'm out on that sentence.
You guys don't know how bad an actor Billy Ray Cyrus is until you see that show.
Hey, I used to watch Doc. You have to tell me.
He's shockingly bad. I mean, she's fine on the show. She really is. There's nothing wrong with her performance on the show. Dad is painful to watch.
Wow. Oh,
we're more dad. Come on.
I'm playing bean off with
how
this conversation.
How much spare time do you have?
How can you watch all of the bad?
Honestly. Be watching some of, not just one of, some of.
And we'll always, every week, this won't surprise you, but I've never seen a Terminator movie.
Right.
That's a good point.
I've never seen any animated feature
film. Animated, yeah.
I just watch Miley Cyrus marathons.
He watched some of the marathon.
So it surprised you, I never watched Cheers.
Other Disney news, Sunny with a Chance. Anyone? Anyone?
Nope.
Ringing a bell?
Nope.
Apparently that stars someone named Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Demi. Yeah.
That's been renewed for a second season, and the Wizards of Waverly Place will also be back.
That
shows
bomb.
Selena Gomez. Fourth High School Musical movie, High School Musical East Meets West.
Hey!
Ooh, sounds like a showdown.
I think there's a beef. I think there's a feud.
Oh, say it's not so.
There could be some drive-bys at the old high school during the musical. That's what I'm saying. So there's good news. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Drummer Charlie Watts. The Rolling Stones, 68 years old.
He was 48 when the Stones started,
I think. That's right. Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver, 61 years old.
And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
One of the classic TV shows of all time. Dennis Haysbert from 24. Someone sent me an email I neglected to mention. He was also played Pedro in the baseball movie, the good one, the funny one. You know, he's got the bat, and he has to kill a chicken to get the curse on him.
Maybe
he
did. That's right.
That was Dennis Haysbert.
That's right.
Great performance. 55 years old today. Dana Carvey's 54. Be Real of Cypress Hill turns 39. Zachary Quinto from Heroes and Star Trek is 32. Nikki Cox turns 31, as does Justin Long. And Fabrizio Moretti of The Strokes is 29 years old today. I am Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. That, of course, The Offspring. And tomorrow afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour, we will have The Offspring in studio performing.
No way!
How about that?
You lie.
I don't believe you. That is true. Tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, The Offspring.
Sounds too good for this show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday afternoon. What the hell's going on, RG?
As I was watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night, I was screaming, I'm a viewer, get off my television. And it turns out my wishes have come true. Heidi and Spencer apparently have followed through on their first three initial threats to walk off the show and have indeed quit the NBC reality show.
I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
Yeah, us too, Spence.
Wow.
It came from TMZ.com, of course, one of our favorite entertainment news websites, saying a production source told them that they walked off the set for good after the live portion of last night's show. By the way, they didn't even participate in the live portion of last night's show.
They didn't, did they? It was just the host, those terrible hosts.
Well, that was the live throughout. They show taped pieces with the host, but at the end, they had this thing called the trauma tank, where they strapped the contestants to a seesaw-type contraption and dipped their heads into a pool full of cockroaches, tarantulas, scorpions, and whatnot.
Nice.
And everyone was strapped to a board, except Heidi and Spencer were sitting there on the sidelines. I bet they just refused to participate or something, and then walked off afterwards.
It's not going
to
do it.
So that's either good news or bad news, depending on how you feel about
it. It's good news
Heidi
if no one else ever gives them a chance. Yeah. Given their
it's
history.
True. If they break a contract like that, people may be less likely to sign them up for other projects.
But, Ralph, it's on again tonight. And
oh,
then
don't get me wrong.
Tomorrow night.
It's on four nights.
And then the next night.
For the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
We may need an office pool as to when this show will be canceled. I mean, I can't imagine very many people are going to come back tonight, especially Spencer and Heidi are gone.
I can't imagine the village gone. They're going to the expense of setting up production in Costa Rica and not airing everything.
Really? But if you could get better reruns, you know, better ratings with a Scrubs rerun, you're not going to bother putting this one on. You know? At some point, they're going to cut their losses if it's as awful as everybody says it is.
I'm going to say five shows.
Like 1 week?
So,
a week and a day.
So Monday
week
of next week, they're going to be done?
I'm going to say five shows.
I'm saying it's going the distance.
All right. Ralph, okay. Distance. Bean?
I was right there with you. I figured they might give it this week just to see how it does. So I'll say three shows.
Three shows. So this week.
I'll say it's not going to make the week.
All right.
So, all right. I'm going six.
You're saying six. Wednesday's show is going to be the last one, Bean?
That's yes. What that's what I'm saying.
And Lisa's saying Wednesday of next – no, Tuesday of next
Tuesday
week.
Tuesday
of
next week, the final yeah.
Show. All right. So 20 credits piece.
All right.
All right.
Do we even know how the ratings were?
Not a bit.
Last
no.
Night's
do we know
airing?
How many episodes there are?
Don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, there are 12.
There's 12.
Four
okay.
Nights a week for 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's the setup. So, all right. We'll have to wait and see. But Heidi and Spencer will not be participating. Captain. Sick. Pete Wentz.
Ooh.
Apparently has some trouble in New York City. He owns a bar there called Angels and Kings. And the NYPD Blue has stepped in and closed their doors for serving alcohol to minors.
Ooh. Really?
This is the third right. Time that bar has been closed for the same reason.
Really?
How many times do you have to get popped for serving underage drinkers before you opt not to do that any longer?
Why do they keep giving him a license then?
Because the boys were cute.
Oh!
I didn't want to serve him.
Give it up!
I didn't want to serve him, but you should have seen those abs. Came in a half shirt. They will stay closed until Pete shows up for a court appearance, in which he will be shot on sight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, wow.
That's what the word out.
I think they do that in court, but all right.
Miranda Kerr.
Ah!
All right, easy, Mike.
Sports Illustrated model.
Is willing to show off her goodies for a cause. On the cover of the Australian edition of Rolling Stone magazine, she is stripped, naked, and tied to a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To stand up for her belief that the koala bear is being endangered in her homeland of Australia.
Well, they're being endangered here, too. Shouldn't she do that on the Rolling Stone here?
Yeah, it's really not fair that Rolling Stone Australia gets that cover and we get Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got less, we got fewer koalas than they do.
Lady Gaga out her hideous face. being surrounded by balloons.
Can't,
meanwhile, Miranda Kerr is naked, tied to a tree.
Yeah, we are getting ripped off.
Just primed for the raping.
What is wrong with
wow.
You?
And we don't even get to see it.
Come on.
Well, you didn't think about that when she was tied to a tree naked? Come on. What do you think's going to happen? Leave it out there in the wilderness. Bad things are going to happen. That's all I'm saying. Apparently, there are just 100,000 koalas left in Australia.
I'm with Bean, though. How many fewer are there here in America?
80% yeah. Of their habitat has been destroyed
on
the island nation of Australia. And so they are endangered, and she is taking a stand. Saying,
all right,
look at my titties.
Here's the question, Kevin. You come out of your house tomorrow morning, there's an injured koala bear in your front yard. Do you save it, or you just walk on by like you do every other one of God's creatures?
I save it, and I call Miranda Kerr.
That's the right answer.
Look at me.
That's the right answer.
If you approach it, it will strip the flesh off your bones, by the way, koala
bear. That's all right.
Not cuddly. Not a cuddly creature. Are they
a killer creature?
Do not buy into the hype. They are not cuddly, friendly little creatures. They will shred the flesh from your bone.
First word may be koala. Second word, bear.
Yeah.
Remember that.
And they have talon-like claws that
are built
for stripping bark and climbing trees, and they will shred you.
Everyone I've ever known who's gone to Australia comes back with photos of them in some sort of a visitor center where they're getting their picture taken holding a little koala bear.
And you know how they do that?
No.
They dope up the koala bear.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not effing you. They dose the bear.
No, they don't.
He is so loaded that he is not a danger to himself or others.
You're making that up.
That's awful. What do you want to bet I'm making it up?
Make a bet, dude.
Tough guy, smart ass, I'm making it up. Come on, bring it.
I'll bet $20 you're making that up.
Done. I'll do a little research after the show, and I will show you.
All right.
I'll show you how they treat the koala bears at the visitor center.
Or koala Valium?
Exactly. He's all hopped up on goofballs.
Wow. I don't think they give him goofballs.
He's all drooling. Qantas. It's horrible.
It's a very educational showbiz beat today.
Thank you. Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Watts. Backbeat for the Rolling Stones for all these years. 68 years old today. Which, by the way, is exactly how many words he's ever spoken in his life. Charlie Watts, 68.
Very quiet.
Jerry, yes. Yes, he's very quiet.
Doesn't say a lot.
That is my point.
That's your point, right?
He's not a chatty fellow.
Correct.
He's not loquacious.
Correct.
He is not talkative.
Right.
Right. Dennis Haysbert from 24 is 55 years old today. Jerry Mathers from the old classic Leave It to Beaver sitcom.
Leave It to Beaver.
He's 61. Dana Carvey's 54 years old. Be Real of Cypress Hill celebrates his 39th birthday. Zachary Quinto from Heroes and the new Star Trek. He's not even Asian.
It sounded like it.
He's 32. Nikki Cox is 31, as is Justin Long and Fabrizio Moretti.
They came to party and they were disappointed.
From the Strokes. See the tie-in? Is 29 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.